Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. On Monday, longtime Redskins quarterback Joe Theismann was on the practice fields here in Richmond, and our Bob Soucy had a chance to go one-on-one with him. He gave us his thoughts on Bill Belichick as a head coach and also watching Tom Brady develop over the years. Check it out.
You caught passes from Tom Brady in the infancy of his career. Tell me about that experience. What was it like, and what's it been like watching him develop both up close and from afar as one of the all-time elite quarterbacks?
The first thing you notice that I know, getting to know Tom as I have, is an unbelievable person. He's like a 12-year-old kid. Even today, it's great that he wears the number 12, because that's what he is. I started playing football when I was 12 years old, and you're the wide-eyed kid. You're out there just enjoying everything about the game, the competitive aspect of it, the learning process of it. You know, you can't wait to get dressed and put that uniform on. That's Tom Brady. He approaches this game with such great energy and such great enthusiasm, and it's infectious. Everybody else gets excited around him. I was talking to one of the young running backs, and I said, what was it like stepping on the field with Tom Brady for the first time? He said, it's a little intimidating. He said, but the thing you notice is you just don't want to disappoint him. You know, the great quarterbacks in this league, if you come and play for them, you don't want to disappoint them. And that's, I think, the way the players are with Tom. You drop a ball, it isn't like you dropped a ball. You dropped a ball from Tom Brady. And when I first had a chance to start going up to New England and cover games when I was in television, I'd work out. Bill would let me work out a little bit and throw the ball around. And I caught a pass from Tom. And he threw it so hard, I turned to the kid next to me. I said, from now on, you're going to catch all the balls. I'll throw them back to him. But it's great velocity, great accuracy, and just tremendous confidence. And, you know, when he steps out of the huddle, you just know that he knows exactly what he wants to do. The question is, do the people around him know what they need to do?
And with regards to Bill Belichick, you faced his defenses. It's understood he's one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of the game, and we know about his success as a head coach. How has he been able to not only be a guy that many consider a strategist who's brilliant defensively, but also at the same time see the offensive game in a different way than his peers?
Bill's very unique in so much that he's made his mark in our game as a defensive coordinator, winning championships. Everybody talks about Bill Belichick, the great defensive genius, and I think he's the best defensive coordinator we've ever seen in the history of football, personal opinion. But he looks at the game in a total nature. He's not afraid to take a chance on special teams. He's not afraid to do something on offense that is unconventional. I think he gets the Pittsburgh Steelers one year. The Pats came out and threw like 18 straight passes. You know, well, why did you do that? Well, they're number one against the run. Why would I beat my head against the wall? I'll just go do what they don't cover very well. I'll just come out and throw the football. He's not afraid to do things like that. That's what makes him so exceptional.
Joe, appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.